This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Did you almost get busted by your parents ever? Anybody? Ab.
Nah. Yeah. Ab. Oh, I was just thinking about this. I remember there was this guy that was really hot. I went to college with him. He happened to be in San Antonio. And we were both really drunk. And there's no way I was going to fuck in my dad's house. Because right. My dad is a light sleeper and also intimidating as fuck.
Right.
So I was going to go in myself and get the car keys so we could fuck in the car.
Okay. Classy broad.
Car sex is some of the best sex I've ever
had.
Oh,
no question about it. I had a Toyota Tercel when it, and I used to pop that hatchback, bitch. Hatchback, bitch. That was my little bed. My bed with wheels. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, my dad woke up.
So you got in the car and he woke up?
No, I didn't get in it. Yeah, before I even got to the car. Actually, thankfully, but I was going to drive it down the block. I wasn't going to do it in the fucking driveway.
Mm. That's right. Let the Andersons deal with it.
Yeah. No, totally.
Mosey up to the Kim family.
Yeah, I could tell my dad was upset. He paid for a taxi for the guy back to the hotel.
Wait a minute. Did he bust y'all? He busted you?
Yeah.
He busted you?
He busted.
In the act?
And he knew what you were taking the keys for.
He didn't see anything happening, but he knew what was happening.
Yeah, he's not.
Wait, where were you guys? Downstairs?
We were outside by the car. Outside. I wanted to go inside and get my car keys.
Right.
Oh, you hadn't even made it to get the keys.
I hadn't even made it to get the keys. And my dad is, he's always been such a light sleeper, so I've never fucked around at his, for the most part, fucked around at his place.
I know.
And, my dad has like a sixth sense of that shit. I remember the only other time that
any
I've done something.
Any dude with a daughter got a sixth sense about that shit.
Oh my God, yeah. He was like, I'm turning on the security, by the way. Like, he's turning on the alarm and shit. But the only other time I did something at his house was like eighth grade and some guy was over. I asked my brother if he'd say it was his friend. So when he came over, he didn't realize it was for me.
Right.
And we started making out
your brother looked out for you. That's a good
problem. Well, he did, but I don't know if he's the one who told her my dad had that sixth sense. My dad came upstairs and we were in my room. And, like, we didn't have clothes off or anything, and we were standing, so it looked fine. But he was like, yeah, no, get out of the room. I've never been able to pull anything off over there.
Yeah, he's already,
motherfucker.
He knows, because he's already been through it. He knows what he was up to.
Every time I'm back in town now, he's like, I'm setting the alarm, by the way.
Every time.
He's got to put on ABT full house alarm system to keep the dick out of his door.
He
didn't forget like 10 years later. He's
No,
it's sky laws. You're not allowed to fuck in the sky.
My dad would never, I don't think my dad would know anything that was ever going on in the house. But my mom would.
Mm. Oh,
my parents are the exact opposite. Yeah, my mom, I mean, it's just, for someone who has so many rules, she has shockingly little ability to enforce them because she doesn't, like, recognize shit. Like,
right.
Mm-hmm. Like, she's, like, so accomplished and so smart, but she, like, doesn't know what weed looks like.
Why isn't there a seat?
Yay.
Oh, yeah, well, then we already have it, but we're going to leave it open while you know. Jesus, hello to you too, Yamanika.
Hey,
motherfucker, did you get mugged on the way here? Good to see you.
Hey, what's going on?
How's it going?
All right.
Do I get a hug or a smooch or something?
I told you not to start.
No, I had to start. Everybody got places to be. Get your black ass over here.
Aw, look at that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I told you not. She said, I told you not to start. And you got to leave. Say hello.
Hello. Not till 9.
No, good. Let's get back to this story. We're going to come to you, too, about this sex shit. You ever got busted by somebody, a parent or something? Your grandmama? Anybody ever saw you come close to having a boy in the house and when you ain't supposed to?
We've talked about this a million times.
Well, let's get back to
it. I didn't have sex until I was 27.
But no, not sex. A boy in the house.
I wasn't allowed.
Why
to
are you
boys
pulling beer
bottles? It's an empty bottle.
Bitch. Did you just pull an empty bottle out of your... What the fuck?
I love it.
Do you remember seeing him last night, Hula Hoop Girl?
Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't last night.
She's the black woman. What's going on? Say something.
Go ahead.
Do you know everybody here, by the way?
I don't think I do.
Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Andre.
Andre. I know you.
I want to punch you right in your fucking titties.
Here's what I don't like. I asked you not to start. You started. Then you try to make it all about me. I'm not prepared.
What do you mean not prepared?
Keep going with your conversation and let me join in. This
that.
Is why
that's
I
how you
have.
Join in.
I feel
why
is no seat? This all you about came me in.
No, you let her settle in.
Yeah, wait, let me settle
first,
down.
You yell from the door, why ain't no seat open? So I'm supposed to be like this. No, it is crazy growing up in Queens.
There should be a seat
anyway,
open. I've been a guest.
Your father again, Abby? Is he strict?
I was booked weeks ago. There should have been a seat available.
Yeah, it should have. It was available. It's still available. And the show starts at what time? What time are my office hours?
6 p.m.
I'm going to hang you out the window like 5 heartbeats.
You're not even here on time half the time. I'm surprised. What time did you start?
I waited for you. And then I have to go.
6:04. He did wait a little bit.
I waited.
He did wait.
Don't give me that look. Girl, I will send these people in this room and tear your hind part up. I'll tear up your hind part. Was that part torn up?
Just keep going.
Yeah, just keep going.
Let's keep going. I do appreciate the fact that, like, when you came in, the whitest, blondest girl was like, I'll give you my seat.
Yeah, Karen knows.
Now, listen, let me tell you what we're not going to do. We're not going to do this. I came in like some big black woman and white women got scared. You guys are not scared. Don't do that shit with me. Don't do that with me.
Ain't nobody get scared.
I was trying to paint a picture.
No, don't paint a picture. Not that picture. Not that way. That's been done 1,000 times.
If you put those shades on, I'm going to hurt you.
So come on, let's keep going.
No, let's get back to going back to
Wait,
Andre.
What's your favorite position in a car for sex?
Like, doggy, you try to get that in there because I had that hatchback, the high school car, but my future cars had more room, so I could do more things.
What do you drive right now?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
He's like, I got the whole subway car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I fuck on the first train car. I'm a strap hanger. They call me. I hang that strap.
Car sex is hard, though.
Yeah, it sucks.
Car sex is great, though. It's a good time because you feel like you... I think any sex where you got to be like this, keep a lookout.
I think that's what
it's
makes
some
it so
good sex.
It's hot, but it's not
you
good.
You see somebody?
Hot and good are not always.
In like an SUV type thing with the in between, like in the back seat with like me
perfect.
In between
the two seats.
Passenger seats.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, this bitch been fucking on the road. Oh, this bitch been fucking on that road. This is where the rubber meets the road, goddammit.
But I think also the reason it's exciting is like that position's only comfortable because you're like, we only need to hold this for like 2 minutes tops. Yeah. This isn't gonna last.
Unless it's like the bang bus. What about you,
Dave? Is it illegal to fuck in a car? Because we all do.
In public. If you're in a public place where people can see you.
But if it's like
tinted
windows or something, then no. But you're not supposed to. Yeah, it's illegal.
That'd be a weird thing to get arrested for, sex in a car.
Yeah, I had an envoy and it's.
I almost got arrested for sex in a car, but the cops just be like, just beat it, kids.
Yeah, there was out in L.A., there was an actress who was like, screwing around with her guy out in public in front of like CBS studios, which was really dumb. So everybody
she wanted that pilot. Was it pilot season?
Everybody in the studios called and then reported her, she did get arrested.
Wow.
And wait, who reports on
and then
people
she
like
she said
that?
She's like, I'm only. She was like, do you know who my father is?
No.
She pulled the do you know who my father is?
When you arrested for sex,
and
you
when
yelled
they
that?
Said when they were like, we don't care. She's like, well, then you did it because I was black, and it was this whole issue.
She's
in,
black. Was
LA.
It Lawrence Fishburne?
It was Lawrence Fishburne.
It's Lawrence Fishburne, baby. She out there fucking on tape. We all know that.
And then she was like, it's because my boyfriend's white. I'm black, so it became
that's what it was. Now it makes sense. Who gets arrested for that? If anything, they say
like
move
every
along.
Every once in a while.
Oh no, I think
happen,
she was an
mostly.
Actress. I think that's what it was, and I think it wasn't. I don't think they were having sex. I think they were just making out.
I think it was something with. I heard like top off, but that's all I had heard. That's but then I saw the pictures, and it looked innocent. Like it just looked like they were just. Making
it was a
out.
Black and a white, and it looked innocent. You sound foolish. You can never be a cop.
Some of the reports said like they were like blowjobs or like shirts.
The white guy was definitely in distress. She was attacking him.
I think the issue was that he assumed that she was a prostitute.
Right, that's
true. Making out in the car with her white boyfriend.
They thought it was a Hugh Grant situation. See, you babies don't know about no Hugh Grant.
They don't know about Hugh Grant.
Yeah,
they
up.
Know
about
yeah,
I know about
can,
Hugh Grant.
She could Elizabeth Hurley that situation and become real famous. That would be a good way to do it now.
Even he turned it around on that Jay Leno episode. You know, Jay took care of him. Comedians
Why,
always.
Why did he fuck a trans woman
with color? Is that
on? A different one. Oh. That's a different
can you hear her on that mic?
Yeah. Well,
okay. Hello's.
Got no headphones.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yes.
Crisis averted.
So when we
don't even have a cord.
I'm so sexual now.
Do you keep a body count?
Yeah, we all gave up.
Like
on
keep track
headphones.
Of how many girls you've had sex with. Do you do?
Do
that?
I keep a body count? Do you hear your young?
How do you guys know if you
no,
do
that
do
was
it?
Two daughters leaning on this. You don't call them bodies, sir. It's loved ones.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you're
how
right.
Many, afterwards, you're gonna be like, I do.
I'll tell you the truth. When I was in college, me and my boys. We used to meet every week about who you were banging, who you was working on, and who you dumping.
Do you really
That? Yeah, we met for that and had numbers. And we'd be like, did you cater it, nigga? You're a caterer. 2 weeks without banging? You catering to this bitch.
Men are yeah. trash.
Jesus. As boys.
It's like the five
families. We used to call each other pamperers and caterers.
And that's true that shit. Movie, are you hanging out with him to give tips?
No.
What are you hanging out with him for? Because I feel like curious. You could do a lot better. Don't be curious about anything.
No, let him. Leave him alone.
You're a comedian, yes. right?
Yeah. He's very funny.
Limit your time around Sherrod. And no, that's just the
fair.
Reality.
No, that's fair.
You know, because a lot of the shenanigans he gets into and the things that he's able to bypass.
Yeah, everybody can't get through it.
I think it's just a birthright. I wouldn't even waste time
with that. Yeah, because Sherrod just got it.
I know.
I was born the Iron Fist.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Defender.
You just painted. If I saw that in a movie, I'd be like, what hack bullshit is this? Like, three guys don't sit around and rank the people.
It wasn't three. It was 12. And we were college kids. Like, we were the good ones.
So it was like your fraternity. Yeah, it's
like I was... But when that's how we grew into, like, you know, paying for Kwanzaa buses and shit like that and tutoring. Yeah. But we started, the organization started from us just coming together sure, like, sure. It's mad girls here. Who do you like? Yo. It's pretty much that.
Yeah, guys talk about
and
girls like that.
And it's probably also like a don't.
Right, guys talk about girls like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck each other's girls,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
right?
Yeah, it's but, a keeping track so yes. you guys don't step on each other's toes.
To know someone but, actually sits there rating.
That's what they do. They don't have any emotion. Women sit around and talk about who they love and what they're thinking. Exactly what he's saying is exactly
18.
What's going on. That's how
college.
They rank women.
When I was at NYU, the guys 18. Used to sit around and rank girls in college. Zeros
that's
and true. Ones, like
but that's
binary.
How Facebook
and
got
zero
invented.
Meant would not
thank
fuck,
you.
And one meant would fuck.
Huh. That's how Facebook got invented.
This is yeah. why we need headphones.
From ranking women?
Yeah.
Yep. Boom.
How so?
Now what? And all y'all on Facebook.
You ever watch the movie Social Network?
No, absolutely
yeah,
not.
Yeah, explained it on there.
Well, they were ranking women, and then Mark Zuckerberg was like, wow, there is something to this social media. And then he, like, turned it into a Facebook thing.
Because,
you know,
to see them, like,
when you go to college...
Everything
girl.
Starts with sex. Any technology,
oh,
when it blows
guys.
Up, it's going to be sex-related blow up first, and then everything else.
What was that website
else?
Where you
period.
Could go and look at people? This is before all the dating apps. And you could just look at people and go hot or not or whatever that
was. Was it just called hot or not?
Hot or not.
So hot
yeah.
or not?
Yeah.
I never saw that, but...
Everything that... Any technology roulette. That comes in your hand or your house or your lap starts with your dick or your puss. Know that. All these phones and shit wouldn't be shit if you couldn't see somebody's dick on that motherfucker. Mm. Wouldn't even exist.
But what did you
wouldn't exist.
No, you use it to get to
or
the
phone
dick.
Sex. That's why phones are big, because motherfuckers are like this. What you wearing? I'll be over there, baby. What you got on?
But what did you
and that's how AT&T started.
When you're like, hey, that girl, Lindsay, she's really hot. And the guy's like, I don't know, Lindsay. Like, how did you show?
Oh, we all, because I'll be like the girl in my class or whatever. Right. And then, yeah. Then right. later
and
on, we'll see him on campus. I'll be
like,
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Lindsay.
Right.
Yeah.
Because back then, you had to pull out like a year.
I was going through numbers, though. I was putting up numbers back in college. But the girls in, I went to school in Maryland. Those girls, even for me being a New York dude, those girls were much more advanced at fucking.
Are you talking about Maryland girls? Because
Maryland, D.C., Baltimore, them bitches.
Let me explain something to you as a woman from Maryland.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was the type of girls you were hanging
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
right.
College.
Don't just put a broad
college.
Stroke. Don't. No, it wasn't college. It was the type of girls that you would hang
college
out with.
College girls.
No, it wasn't college.
And
it was the type
the
of girls that you would hang out with yeah. that were in Baltimore.
Yeah, college girls.
Right. No, not college
girls. The ones with
girls.
A future. The ones who thought about
no,
their future and said, I'm going to do something
not.
With my life.
They, some of them may have been college girls,
yeah.
but it was the type of girls
oh,
that you were hanging
I've
out
I've dabbled
with.
In some locals that wasn't on campus. But yeah, they even the high school girls, when I was 18, I was dating like a girl there who was 17. This girl was like sexually... Much more advanced than me.
I think sometimes it's like, sometimes I think it's small
legions
towns.
Ahead of me sexually.
Why? What was she doing? That
she was just more comfortable with it. Mm. I was still like trying to be comfortable with it. Mm. Pretending to be comfortable. Hey, pussy.
So at 18,
but
you were still trying to
she was
be
like this,
comfortable
take that off.
With sex?
She put a condom
Sherrod.
On. What?
At 18, you were still trying to be comfortable with sex?
Yeah.
You
only started, I'm only
you
fucking 3 years.
You yourself to be this maverick that started
I was only
fucking
3 years. 3 years anything, you
it
ain't going to be no
you
pro.
3 years to get, no, I don't know.
3 years anything, I'm going to make you no goddamn pro.
3 years of practice
pro?
Seems like a lot of practice to
stop
me.
Stop, bitch. I'm trying to be obtuse to anything I say. I could have said 6 months. You'd be like this. 6 months. Sherrod, you said you had
do
a
you
dick at
do
birth.
This? Do you want to do this?
I'm already doing
company?
It.
You want to do the mixed company?
I'm doing it. I don't. Yeah.
Oh,
she can't CSI me, nigga. put him down.
Y'all mean think she's she thinks she's Madea or some shit.
I'm about to drag her. She about to get dragged.
Come on, motherfucker. I got a good wig on today.
You know all the slutty girls down in Maryland too. You grew up around them bitches.
You know, and the girls that I grew up around.
They don't have to be ignorant to be sexually ready.
They all had committed themselves to being virgins until they were married. I will tell you.
That's to their homegirls, they would say that. To the dudes, they was like this. Don't tell nobody.
No.
Put it in my ass.
Put it in my butt.
Jackie, I was just going to say there were a few the everything but. We do everything but.
Yeah.
Girls.
So that was your crew.
We didn't respect them. We do everything but, you know, like vaginal entry.
Right. Were you part of that crew?
No, absolutely not.
So you was just part of the no crew.
I wasn't allowed to date. What are you talking about? I wasn't allowed to date. I wasn't allowed to have.
Sneak boys somewhere. You can't even lie to me.
I used to sneak phone calls.
Okay.
But even that I would get clocked because we had the upstairs downstairs.
And they would pick up the phone?
And they pick up the phone and there better not be no boy on the phone.
Damn.
And you would hang up?
I remember if
you hear my grandmama, hang up.
When I was a kid, I'm older than you guys. When I was a kid.
You ain't older than nobody.
I'm older than them.
You don't know how old Jackie is?
I picked bangs over Botox.
That's funny.
I love that. It's hilarious.
That might be the title.
That's hilarious.
Oh my God, Jackie, you just came into my heart. I'm a bitch that can make me laugh. Oh, I love so much. There was this guy that had a crush on me at church, and
was it the pastor? You know he married you, homewrecker.
Stop.
He's married your homewrecker.
Don't do that. You know I don't like that.
Pastor Ray.
Don't do that. I don't like that.
Talk about my family pastor.
I don't like that. And first of all, you know my grandfather was a pastor. So what are you trying to imply?
Was your grandfather?
No, absolutely not.
Who was it though? Some church nigga.
No, it was. So, you know, my family, they used to clock me, so I couldn't do anything. They was always like, you know, anytime I got like a little piece of mail, they open the mail up. Like, I didn't have any privacy. They was reading
my
diary.
You was fast.
How many kids in your family?
I was only child.
Oh, yeah.
But I had half sisters. I didn't grow up with them, but I grew up only child, so everybody was all in my business.
How was your half sisters, though? Were they a handful to raise for you?
No, I think they were.
Were they getting it in?
Well, they were older.
No, I don't think they were getting in. No. I'm older. Than them. I don't think they were getting there. They've all done very well. With the exception of my sister Nashia, God rest her soul, who passed at 17. She was killed in a car accident.
Jesus. But, in Maryland?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it a drunk driver? A
couple of days. They were coming back from a Christmas program. This is 3 days from 2000, right? 2000 was kicking in 3 days before. And they had just come back from a program, and these guys were going on a joyride with this car they had stolen. And the cops had been traveling, chasing them, and they couldn't get them. And so they turned, what they said in court was they had turned the sirens off so that they would think they weren't following anymore. So when my stepmother went through the light, it was like this big collision. My sister was flung out of the car.
Oh, my God.
The whole thing. Which is why when I go on the road, I'm like, if I don't drive, I got to know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't want to be driving with people, just like I get really panicky about that kind of stuff. But I mean, anyway, getting back,
coming back
to the topic at hand, people were always watching me, but I also was I didn't like the I always they taught virtue so much, I wanted to be virtuous, so I sort of policed myself too. I wouldn't let guys talk. I was like, you can't talk to me. I'm pure. I'm for God.
When was your first kiss?
I had a quick kiss at 19, and then my second kiss at 25. At 25. No, God's going to get
it. First one at 19 and second one at... First one at 19 and second one at 25?
Mm-hmm.
That's a long gap.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
It took me 2 days to lose my virginity because the guy that took my virginity, he put his penis inside me, and then I said, get out. Get it out of me. I said, get it out. All of a sudden, I just
felt like... First of all, that's the last thing you want to hear.
Well, you put your dick in it.
Actually, what's worse, get it out of me or is it in?
That's close. I mean, in this day and age, though, get it out.
Yeah.
That come with jail time.
Yeah, it took 2 days, so I came back the next day and got done. But I remember very specifically, I had this guy that I really liked, And we arranged this time for him to call my house when we knew my grandparents might not be home. Yeah. So my friend was going to call and then put him on the phone because he went to her house. So she go, hi, can I speak to Yami? That's what they call him, Yami. Right. And if my grandparents answer, they go, okay, your friend's on the phone. And then we talk for a minute and then we put him on the phone. And then this is when you used to do mix, you know, love tapes to people.
Oh, yeah, mixtape.
And you would record like
off the radio.
Off the radio, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And girl, you must
you have
be
the push,
okay.
You have the push record.
I'm not
going
to ask you now with me on the talk. So then...
Push record and play.
And you saw, and you have to like wait to the possible second, like right after they announce the like radio number. Yes. This is Z1. You're like, oh, I'm waiting for it.
Right.
That was the good old days.
Record and play at the same time.
Yes. The good old days. You had to get that shit right. And then so what happened was he had played 12 Play for Me by R. Kelly, and I had never heard it, but everybody had heard the song. Like, I think it was kind of old by the time he played it for me. So
now,
I didn't know
R. Kelly's an R&B artist? What is R. Kelly? All right, go ahead.
He's the pastor at the church. That's
the pastor.
Forgive me, Jesus. But
so then what happened? Did you go over there?
I listened to, but I was, you know.
So he played the 12 play over the phone?
But I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know what any of the stuff meant because I wasn't allowed to listen to secular music. So I was kind of like, when he said 12 play, I don't know. I was kept thinking about like Chucky. Like the Chucky
like
doll,
child's
like
play?
Child's Play.
Right.
So what was song is it? Which R. Kelly jam is that?
Yeah, he wanted to stab you, all right,
no,
with something.
No, it's, I forget how 12 Play goes, but it goes through the whole steps of like, you know, what the guy's going to do, all these steps towards like having sex.
Oh, it's a and, sexual, it's a, like a very
sexual. It's a breakdown, it's a breakdown of
sex. Like step one.
Yeah,
like,
but that's
that
like Brian McKnight. That's Brian
McKnight. I mean, that's Brian McKnight, but like the idea of that is like.
Niggas love counting in songs, don't they? Niggas love counting in songs.
Even in Sesame Street, one.
The count?
I got 9 cookies. One, count of one, two.
So now what happened with this boy? Did y'all ever?
Is Count Black or
he might be.
Maybe.
He's brown.
You went down and got drinks and didn't give me anything?
What?
I need drink. I need alcohol. I know.
What happened with this nerd on the phone?
Yeah. So here's the thing. So
Jesus.
I distracted you.
There was no, it was really, that was it. But what happened after was, so there was this guy named Michael Jackson. Shut up. Shut up. Wow. His name was Michael Jackson. I had the biggest crush on him.
Reverend Michael Jackson, if you're nasty.
He went to another school.
What's his brother named Tito? Bye, K-Rons. Love you.
You're leaving.
You're going to a spot. She got to do a spot. See, she got to do a spot. Everybody got things to do.
Call me. Let's get
everybody got things to do, Yamanika.
Come give me some love.
We can't sit around waiting on you. Everybody got things to do. Asshole.
Now my time's going to get real short here. I can't really take him without.
Look, you know what mommy and daddy yell. It's not because of you.
Just knowing she's there is a buffer.
It helps me because he gets off the rails. So anyway, this guy named Michael Jackson, I had such a huge crush on him.
Was he a homosexual?
Stop.
I'm just saying, did he have any, like, was he an artist? Was he a
no, he
church
went,
boy?
He went to church. Okay. And I had a huge crush on him, but I had written about it in my diary how we had winter form. We didn't have props.
Who read it?
My grandmother read it and told my grandfather, and then he asked him to my winter formal for me. It was so embarrassing.
Wait a minute.
It was the most embarrassing thing that had ever happened in my life. I didn't think I would ever live through it.
Your parents,
but he said yes, but it was like...
Your grandmother read your shit, and the name's like, we'll
no,
ask
my grandmother
him.
Read my diary.
And then told your
then told my grandfather, and then he was like, take my granddaughter to the winter formal.
That's...
And then he brought... And then, so... Where, so this... My grandfather... was the minister at the
what
time.
What he was doing, of course, they love you. He was,
but he also taught Sunday school. So Michael was old enough to be in his Sunday school class because he was like not quite a senior, but you know, like was.
How old were you?
I was 10th grade. Not even 10th grade, like 9th, maybe 9th grade.
Right.
Going on 10th grade.
What did you write in that diary too, by the way? Was it too, it wasn't too explicit?
You know what I will do for you?
What?
Only for you. I'm going to bring that diary in 1 week and read excerpts from it so you can play me.
We have to do it.
I will do it because I still have it. It's like I have.
I actually have my old childhood diary.
What?
I used to tweet out the entries from it. It's the best.
Oh, really? Maybe I should do that.
How did you still have that?
I created a Twitter and I called it like 12-year-old Jackie because I was so bad at.
Stop.
I was so bad at keeping a diary that my junior high diary became my junior high and high school diary.
Right, because you skipped some time.
It was at pages.
We were busy then. We knew how to fill our time
then. April 5th is like 1996, and then like April 6th is like 2001.
This is,
like,
this is what my thing is looking like. This is what
it's a lot of missing time. It's a lot like, of missing time
it, like,
in
the handwriting. Yes. You look at the things, and you're like, I was such an idiot.
Why are we saying stuff in past tense?
I was.
So I think it's a great idea for you to read it. I want to go and like get mine published by, like, you know how like Urban Outfitters carries all that like hipster shit where they love all that throwback. I was like, oh, they're gonna love some 14-year-old girl's diary. Like, let me.
I'm masturbating right
that's
now.
That's a great diary.
Or somebody
comes
like
with a picture.
That's just, like, a but like you a should get. You maybe you should make it a collection too. Get some other people to join.
Maybe, I was gonna say we should. Yeah. The moment you said it, I was like, that's
my my handwriting was like it would always start off very pretty, and then it would just
that's for masturbating while you're writing,
and then it would just be like
trying to switch hands and shit,
and then it just get crazy,
and then you just see a line going off the page like you fell off a cliff.
I had a thing in my diary that said I was gonna marry R. Kelly. This is how I knew he was a child predator even then, because I was a teenager, like, oh my God.
I
was
a preteen.
Because you were like,
once I got boys were 14, 15 years
old. Aaliyah was the same age, so you knew you were in?
Yeah. I knew I could do it.
But I got distracted. You're saying that when they, in the diary, he had found the diary.
Yeah, so this was like the second time some shit went down with my diary. My grandmother used to
just leave it around?
No, I would tuck it. But
didn't you have a dumb lock on it, like a foolish Garfield lock?
I had one that had a lock on it, but I had filled that one. So I got this other one, the one that I'm going to bring in. It had a light blue trim, and it had little bears on it that looked like they were patchwork bears. Like somebody had put like little sewed like pieces to them.
Yeah.
And I put little block stickers. I said, keep out, be with, oh, so
you
know, the whole.
You might as well said
you
read.
Wrote math class.
Yes.
Like math.
Right. Math homework. Yeah.
I know.
Science.
Keep out means read now.
I would hide it deep. And drew,
my favorite Bible cover.
I know. I should have. And this one didn't have. We used to go. You know, I went to parochial school, so we'd always go to like Christian retreats and stuff like that. And we had went to Bob Jones University, and I this is how stupid I was. I mean, I don't know. I shouldn't say it like that, but I thought I was going to go to Bob Jones University.
We went to a Bob Evans restaurant. It was good. They got a good breakfast deal there.
No, but Bob Evans, Jones, big shout. University in Pensacola Christian College. I thought I was like, I don't know. I was stupid. But
and you was excited to go too.
Yeah, so
I'm
going to
meet new friends.
We would go
Christian friends. They'll love the Lord. I'll love the Lord. We love each other.
That's how I
would have just shotgunned her whole class.
Science at college, at like Christian college.
It's biblical science.
So there's no like okay.
There's no science.
Let's put it like this. When I was 15, I auditioned to get into the LA County High School for the Arts and study theater, and I got in, but I had to take community college classes while I was in school
because
I was missing so much like real science. You know, we take Bible, everything was Bible class, so I was like, I didn't have a science.
They didn't give you science classes?
We had science, but it wasn't science.
Like, they're not
going to
teach like the Big Bang theory.
It's like, don't worry about no foolish gravity.
You know,
it don't exist, gravity.
You're like studying medical things. Like, would there be like genetics? Would you learn like genetics or DNA
I mean,
stuff?
We learned the basics, but when like we didn't study evolution. We knew that that was something that was out, but we didn't study it. You know, we didn't focus on it.
This sounds like a good school.
Damn.
It's like, what's that big hot ball of fire in the sky? You mean the sun? Don't say no sun.
There's only one sun.
He's the son of God.
I'm not going to completely tear it down because, number one, I am a Christian. Number two, I don't believe in evolution. I do believe in creationism. And
what do you mean
don't
you don't believe in like dinosaurs?
I don't want to talk about it with
you. It's funny
because
my brain separates the two. So I grew up
thank you, Kyrie
private,
Irving.
I went to private Jewish school.
Flat earther.
So if we're having a conversation like
thanks,
about
Kyrie.
The Bible or about the Torah, like my brain knows these things to be facts and true. But then I also studied science and I was really into like genetics and like DNA stuff and things like that. So it's like depending on which conversation I'm having, my brain knows and believes both and it's just like can rationalize both in a way.
Let me
so it's like, I very much
agree
do
with
believe
you.
In evolution,
it's,
but then like my
I
brain
I agree with you. I also I understand what you're saying. I'm not saying I'm as deep as that, but I can also separate the two. I also don't want to get into discussion
with him.
With him.
Well, thank you, Sherry Shepherd. You said the earth is flat. It's flat.
No, because sometimes my brain Sherry will go. Sherry Shepherd said
I don't think the earth is flat.
Because I very much
let me introduce. What's your name? Let's get on the mic right there.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
Chandler? Hazard.
Such a mess.
You came in like a wrecking ball.
Fucking I know, but what's going on?
Miley Cyrus? Introduce yourself, sir.
Yeah, hi. I'm Sander Hicks. I'm a candidate for U.S. Congress.
Here we go.
Yeah.
We got a real adult in here.
Is he really?
Can we shut up your fucking diary stories and get down to some real
about
stuff?
Bullshit. We got somebody who does.
Welcome to the show, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Do you want to switch seats for a moment here? Come here. Sit here.
Come sit over here. Yeah, bring him to the table.
We have a congressman here. We got to.
Sure.
Yes.
This way I don't have to be on the casting couch.
Yeah. Wait, where's this video? Wait, time out. Where's this video going?
What video?
Are you videoing us?
She's videotaping. She's been ordered to do it. Yes.
Keep me out of it. You don't have contracts for me. I got.
What do you mean?
Keep
you out of it? A tweet?
That's what I meant. Unless it's a picture, I can't. I don't want any audio.
Okay. No. It's no audio video. Okay. No, go ahead. No. Lord have mercy.
It
Congressman,
sounds a lot harsher than
my
it is,
apologies.
But he don't pay attention to shit. I can't.
I know you campaigned in a black church before. Yes. Welcome back.
Have you campaigned in a black church? Okay, that's
you
don't a
gotta
no.
answer that.
You would you would know if you campaigned in a black church.
Now what district are you in?
12th. Which is east side of Manhattan, west side of Queens, northern side of Greenpoint, Williamsburg.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You look very clean. I don't know.
You grew up in New York?
He looks very clean.
I grew up in the D.C. area.
Boo!
And
I'm from Maryland, DMV.
I've been in New York since 91. Graduated college in New York.
Okay.
So I've been an activist, anti-war activist.
What school did you go to?
I went to the New School.
Anti-war? We pro-war in here.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. No, we're not.
Well, I mean, we usually win them, so why not?
And who is your publicist that they got you tied up in this bullshit?
She's a former guest of the show.
She's family.
Yeah, family. Exactly.
So what
Beth Joy.
What would you like to share with us today? Because he'll just fucking...
Me and Beth Joy, by the way, we did what was the float info? Village Halloween thing for that
you did
for animals raising money for the ASPCA.
Again,
I'm gonna finish it.
Call me.
Yeah, ASPCA and stuff raising money.
Because they refuse to put me on a float by myself.
Yeah.
So well, I'd rather be on with friends.
You deserve your own float.
I'm voting for
it. Would be
no
torturous for the rest.
Got one down. How many
more? Not easy. But I feel like I'm most of America. Appease me. I'm there.
Now, are you running now or?
Yeah, I'm running right now.
Right.
And I'm running up against Carolyn Maloney, who
she's a phony.
Baloney.
She's phony. She's phony. Baloney. She's never been here.
Wrong with baloney and phony. Get rid of this bitch.
Damn.
She's never been on Race Wars, so we're pulling for you.
Thank you, man. Thank you. She voted for the Iraq War, and she voted for all the bailouts.
I'm starting to like her now. Stop saying good stuff. She was pro-war, pro-bailouts.
What are your politics? Tell me. I don't think I got the
memo. His politics are fucking with you. That's
whatever you say. Yeah.
His politics is contrarian.
Whatever you think I'm about, I ain't about it.
No, wait. Your politics are all bads, no good.
I'm like Black Life Matter, nigga. Mine.
My Black Life Matters.
Right.
The rest is up for grabs, motherfucker. We need t-shirts.
Excellent. That's beautiful, man.
So the camp wins the election.
About the primary.
Primary, right.
June 26th. We are living in New York City, and the Democratic primary is what really matters. It's like the Soviet
Union. How many people come out now? Let's be honest.
It's very, very little. We're going to try to sneak up on her and scoop this primary. So only like...
Is she the incumbent?
She's the incumbent. She's been around for 26 years. She has $28 million in the bank. She like...
Sounds like too long.
Wait a minute. She got $1 million a year? What is she, Drake?
Yeah.
25 sitting on 25 mil.
What are some of the issues that you think you guys differ on that are really important?
Here we
high
go.
Topic
besides
issues.
Well, war, truth, 9/11 truth, who killed Martin Luther King. Today is the 50th anniversary of the killing of Martin Luther King.
It is.
Did you know?
My black Twitter went up.
Did you know that every surviving member of the King family does not believe James Earl Ray shot him?
His son actually went to the jail and met James Earl Ray before he died and said, I believe this man did not kill my father.
And forgave him. Yeah.
And forgave him.
There aren't enough Democrats who are really willing to stand up. Yeah, this was years ago. Who are really willing to stand up for black lives and say, you know what? There's a chilling effect in this country. You know, we can't tell the truth about who killed Malcolm X, who killed Dr. Martin Luther King, because it's
Biggie and Tupac. Let's not leave off names
Tupac,
now.
Right. Tupac was killed, and like Chris Rock, your cousin, says, yeah. right? What's up with Tupac was killed in front of like 40
the
business,
right. on the right. on the strip on the Las Vegas strip in front of 10,000 people all the witnesses
right.
you can have in the world
right.
there's no busier place in the planet right. than the goddamn Las Vegas strip
right.
so and people, then how you gonna get shot down nobody see that
can you shut your third good nope. martial ass up so he can say some shit
I have to talk over you to get that in there
I'm listening I wanna hear what he's saying
and that's how I made it happen
in this country with who killed JFK there's a lot of back and forth there's like only a percentage
Well, they've never sent a white man to jail to kill for killing no black man, so that's when I knew the shit wasn't real. No way.
Right. So there's
you know
only
what I'm
a
saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Bravo.
Yeah.
There's a.
That's true.
Oh, bravo.
Get this. You know, yes. James Earl Ray never actually confessed. He was coerced into signing a guilty plea.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was going to use the Alford defense, in which
What's
get
the
this,
Alford defense?
The Alford defense in the Supreme
Court. Is
that
from Batman?
No, it says you can plead guilty even if you don't think you are guilty because if you think it's in your best interest.
Yes.
So James Earl Ray was totally set up. This guy, get this.
Wow.
This guy was such a bad criminal that when he used to be a stick-up man, he was an incompetent criminal. He shot himself in the foot the one time he tried to rob somebody.
Yeah.
And
I don't trust
literally
first of all,
shot himself in the foot.
Yeah. Shot himself in the foot.
I'll be honest with you, Congressman. I don't trust anybody with three first names.
Right.
It is
yeah, Lee Harvey Oswald, James Earl Ray.
Oh,
I know.
So you don't trust Beyonce Giselle Knowles?
Her middle name is Giselle?
Knowles is not a first name unless we just lost control of
that
Earth.
That makes me dislike her. You said Giselle's not a first name?
Knowles.
Knowles. I was like...
You
said,
so my
question
you know Knowles Jenkins?
You didn't say first names. You said three names.
No, I said first
names. Names.
Baby,
so
we taped the show. You know that.
I can't wait for us to go back.
Wait, we have a question here. There we go.
So, I mean... Because everything you're saying sounds extremely compelling, but then all the arguments are, isn't this just giant conspiracy theories?
Well, you know, the CIA itself made the term conspiracy theory into this taboo, pejorative word with this memo they did because they were scared shitless that the Warren Commission report about JFK was going to become uncredible, and it was. Incredible. People that read that report don't believe it that it could be true without reading anything else about the JFK setup, you know, and Lee Harvey Oswald, again, another creepy working class.
I'll try to tell you.
Dude who was like a patsy, who said he was a patsy, right?
But he went to Russia too much. And what are you doing down in Cuba?
Right. Yeah, he went to Russia and he was allowed to come right back. Yeah. So all of these.
White
things,
privilege.
Who killed Malcolm X?
What the fuck was that?
Yeah,
I thought it was a cat.
She sneezed.
It's a hiccup.
Sorry, Congressman. Sorry.
It's all right. She's great.
She sneezed.
What the fuck was that?
She sneezed like an endangered bird.
It gets a hiccup.
She said, yeah.
You are on
let
the
man finish, Dominica.
ADD
podcast. Let him finish. She said to me, "Let him finish."
She said that was a sneeze.
See what happens when I don't talk loud. Go ahead, Congressman.
Conspiracy. It wasn't a sneeze. Nobody heard that.
Yeah. Let him finish.
So listen, we're talking about things that we need to, as a culture, talk about. You know that larger argument is that the who killed Martin Luther King and who created this chilling effect on activism, anti-racist activism, peace activism. Because because King in the early 60s was all about civil rights, but then he was moving into a bigger, deeper anti-war, anti-imperialist politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A year before he was killed, 1967, right here in good old New York City, he gave this Riverside Church speech, which if you read it, he's blending the Book of Isaiah and some anti-imperialist third world ideologies, and it's really riveting, you know.
And even the shit that he got killed down,
and you know something about Christ and Isaiah and revolutionary ideology. These things come together in the Riverside Church speech, and there were people in the CIA and FBI, like J. Edgar Hoover, who had a fucking hard on to kill this guy.
They told him just rally the niggas together. We don't need you doing everybody.
Yeah,
and that's what happened.
Yeah, but that's why even when he got shot in Memphis, he was down there for union strife.
He was.
It wasn't for color
change.
Yeah, sanitation
that's
workers.
Right. Exactly.
I know my
exactly.
stuff. It's race wars.
I think that's always the fear. The fear that black people will become too powerful or their voice will be too strong.
Exactly.
And then they're like, what do we got to do to stop it?
Hoover actually said in a COINTELPRO memo, we have to prevent the rise of a black messiah.
Yeah.
That was one of his main
objectives. Well, you know, one of the things is Hoover. That really promotes that idea as well is that not so much that black people will take over. We don't even have that kind of spirit. Is that once there's an equal playing field with everyone and there's this unison that is happening, then people aren't fighting against each other, that they'll really start to see the reality of who's really controlling
100%.
The pot. 100%. And it really doesn't come down to race as much as it does come down to this small elite power.
Especially when they're trying to conquer. Yeah. Like, you know, minorities to go into the wars too. Those are who they go after, poor
right.
people to go into it. So that's yeah. another.
Yeah, it's disproportionate. It was disproportionate in Vietnam, and it's disproportionate in Iraq. The mm-hmm. the men and women who are at the front lines, and it's mostly right. black and Latino people.
And also,
who
if
are
you keep
people lines.
Arguing and fighting, then they're not going to look at why you're sticking the money in your pocket or what's happening mm-hmm. because
right.
they're so busy. Because
then we'll hate each other.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
It's hard to stay, you know, focused when you want to punch your neighbor in the face.
Yeah.
You missed the big picture.
But since the white girl asked about conspiracy theory,
there
let me
go.
Point out that when I petition on the street for Truth Action Project and I see a black person, I'm like, oh great, because it's like they're so much more likely to be open to saying, I don't give a...
First they're like, why is this strange white man talking
yeah.
to me?
Well, exactly. Then I had to get through that. I just basically say to
they're like, you're not Hugh Laurie. Yeah. I've been bamboozled.
I would say to somebody like, hey, you know, we're out here doing this petition. Genie's we've house. Been out here for a couple of years petitioning, getting people to sign to petition Congress for a new investigation of 9/11. And I'll say, do you believe Bush and Cheney told you the truth? And that's a question that generally yeah. appeals to a lot of people. But there's this conspiracy theory taboo. You know, the corporate media yeah. completely embraces it. If anybody steps a little bit out of line,
yeah.
they get fired, right? Yeah. Or they lose their job. But things are changing, though. This is my message. My message is one of hope and just, like, wake up and look at what's changing. You know, my friends in the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry are about to file a grand jury petition in a couple of weeks down here in Southern District U.S. Court.
Right.
This is going to, like, rip the lid off the cover up because it's never been done before, a grand jury petition. Hmm. My other friend, Bill Pepper, who did the all these books about who killed King, and he's got a very tight case. He actually won a jury trial in 1999. Mm-hmm.
So why from 1999? What's the... Like, if that was 99 and now we're in 2018.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now, Bill Pepper, was his sister in the group Salt and Pepper?
Yes.
By any chance?
Uh-huh.
I think I know him. I think I know the family.
She is my favorite of the duo.
Well, you know what I find very interesting?
There's a connection there.
What I find very interesting, and it happens, I think, a lot, and I'm from Maryland, so, you know, here, I think, in New York City, there's such an urban culture, right? So it's... this idea that when people talk about wars and when they talk about people that go to war, I think the idea is the perception is one thing, but the reality is another, right?
How so?
Because you may encounter, like, I didn't grow up poor, and none of the black people I encounter grew up poor.
She's a Huxtable.
I wasn't a Huxtable. There's a...
That's a joke, by the way. I know you're not a Huxtable. It's a comedy podcast.
I don't
podcast.
Know what the fuck you know and don't know from time to time.
No,
you know,
I thought I was sitting next to... That's right. Vanessa. You're not Vanessa from the Huxtables?
Well, I thought you meant, like, that level of wealth.
Sorry, Tempest
when
Bledsoe.
You said not bad. Literally.
Congressman, my apologies.
Are you apologizing for yourself?
I'll make it up at the polls.
I number one find that a good portion of the black people I grew up with were conservative because they didn't have the economic right strife that it's sort of I always see it more as a farce and it's more of a thing that's in the inner cities and it's the thing that I think causes the uprising now of like so much racism in the world, so much racism where you have like this whole Proud Boys and, you know, sort of these disgruntled white guys who are like, why is all this happening? Because the reality is that when we talk about economic structure in this world, there's only a small percentage of the world that doesn't have to work mm-hmm. to get money, who don't own air, you know, bullshit that we just let
shit,
people,
yeah.
but we let somebody own oil, which is a natural resource that we all should own. Like mm-hmm. there's people that own like, you know, textile. It's like, how do you own that shit? We all belong to the earth.
Right.
So, you know, when how would you convince some of the people that I can't, because they don't, this whole idea that, oh, black people are poor and it's always a poor, it's like, yeah, a lot of inner city people, the makeup of it could be minority, but across the board, there are a lot of black people doing very well yeah. or well enough to live what we call the American dream of like being able to take our family out to dinner, have a nice home,
yeah.
have access to school and clean environment for
mortgage
our children.
Mortgage and vacations.
How do you speak to them? Because a good portion of them are conservative. Republican,
yeah,
you know, because the ideas of the Republican Party post Reconstruction has now spoken to keeping, you know, it doesn't always come down to the race thing. It comes down to like, it class. Just makes better sense for me across the board. How would you speak to them?
Okay. Well, first of all, I got to remember, I'm running in a Democratic primary, so I don't necessarily right. have to be thinking about a politically diverse conservative and liberal audience, although there is a lot of diversity inside the Democratic Party.
Yeah. I can think you can find conservatives and liberals inside each party.
Right. So that's something I just want to make clear.
Sure. But you're also in the position to try to convince people who may not traditionally be aligned with your ideas to come over to your ideas, right?
Yeah. That's okay. true. But they have to be registered Democrat, and they right. have to be registered Democrat way in advance in this city. It's a very closed primary process. Yeah.
Okay.
But I want to talk to you about something I think it'll appeal to a lot of people. We've just unveiled a new policy about guaranteed basic income. We're suggesting. Yeah. Yes, thank you. Yeah. My supporters are going wild.
See, aren't you glad
ground.
You put your phone down there? You can clap and snap.
So, but Nick behind me here with my campaign and I and other people in the campaign are really interested in the revolutionary potential of cryptocurrency and guaranteed basic income.
Good old Bitcoins.
And Bitcoins, exactly. And how to use cryptocurrency to give everyone a guaranteed income, because there's huge unemployment. The reason Trump got elected, even though he's so racist and crazy, is because...
You just described me.
Did you say even though?
You have a future in this business, brother. So
from your mouth to God's ears, Congressman.
If he gets any political office, I'm getting the fuck off Earth.
Oh, I'm getting in.
Like, I'm off Earth.
Oh, I'm getting in.
I ain't going nowhere
I'm
to
so
another
in.
Country. I'm getting the fuck...
I'm a
what's
swindler.
Going on in Mars right now?
Steps of City Hall right. tomorrow at 10 a.m. with us. We're going to go down. Jumaane Williams is going to get endorsed by Terry Teachout for lieutenant governor. It's gonna
okay.
be scene.
Jumaane?
For your political future.
Jumaane Williams.
City Council member Jumaane
Williams. With the braids.
Used to have the braids.
Yeah, he used to have the braids.
Now
cut it off.
Gone clean for Gene.
Yeah, he's a good dude. I like him.
Yeah, he's really great. He's got a huge
But 10 a.m.? Goddamn. Yeah. Can he do it in the afternoon?
Lieutenant
no,
Journal,
this
lieutenant
is why.
Governor.
Huh?
Don't we still want our rights in the afternoon, too? Why so early? Damn.
So listen, the reason Trump got elected is because he appealed to all the unemployment and the unemployed people, because there's automation that's happening. There's
and plus he appealed to the people who say, let's get our country back.
But because there's so much unemployment, automation, and technology, you know, in a couple of years...
If a machine can do your job, you're unemployed in 5 years.
But those are the people that were economically hurting, right?
Yes,
when we keep saying that the narrative is just black people are poor
and
hurting,
it's not.
Millions of white people poor and hurt. The minute this guy says something about jobs and bringing back shit that he can't even fucking bring back because that industry doesn't even exist anymore...
But yeah, some CEO just said the same thing. A CEO just mentioned that his concerns, I think it was the Bears dude, but his concerns was that technology is pushing out the middle class because all this fucking robotic shit is taking jobs from just regular people.
It is.
And all the profit
is going up. So what about
nobody wants to fund any education for people to learn those technologies so that they can get a job in the future instead of just keep promising
that's
them
true.
That their
but,
job's going to
But those
back
jobs naturally, from these robots and shit taking over everything, becoming animated, it automatically is going to take away jobs.
But
no, even if you learn how to run those machines, it's going to 10 jobs is that one job.
But even the man who said that he was going to safeguard them from that is also outsourcing his companies to other countries that are doing automated shit. So what the fuck is he talking about?
So there's a guy you should have on your show that I've been really liking a lot. His
is
name
he
is
single?
Andrew. Yeah, he's, no, he's not. He's actually married with two kids, and he's a presidential candidate.
Is the kid single?
Well,
Yang. Andrew Yang taught me a lot
Andrew
about
Yang.
This stuff.
Why'd you look at Andre? Why'd you look at Andre when you said it? Why'd you look at him when you said it? Why did you do that, Congressman? Why did you do that, Congressman? I'm sorry.
Don't do that to him.
How dare you?
Are you assuming? Are you assuming Andrew Yang is Asian?
Is he Asian? He has to be.
Why?
You gave him the look.
I'm not going to tell you that.
You gave him the look.
I don't have to answer that.
Then you gave him the look.
He looked at me, and I looked at you, and then everybody looked at you.
But your energy was like this. Your energy spread open the room.
As soon as he said Yang, I was making.
All right.
Here's the answer. Is he Asian?
I could be the blame.
He is Asian.
Of course he is.
Well, if he's from Colorado.
How do you feel about that, Dre?
No, I feel weird because he was like, Andrew.
Yeah.
That was like,
right. Trying to include everybody. Trying to pull people that are quiet into the conversation.
Oh, that was great.
When they were talking that poor nigga shit, they was pointing this way. So I didn't see you jumping up with that shit. So we got
to
jump up for everything.
But you're
we got to jump up to jump up.
All right, let's. Well, so, what did Andre's cousin Andrew say about
this? Has blown his mind. I love it.
Yeah, because we were just talking about
it. Yeah, we talked about that.
Baby.
His name, but that's the other dude. Yeah, that's right. So both I'll came together.
No, let's
thank
yeah,
you, man.
See.
I'm just trying to.
What is
like,
he doing?
Know,
what
I,
is
I
this?
I feel like you haven't talked enough. So yeah, I thought maybe. Yeah, yeah. Like,
oh, you good?
Politics.
Yeah.
Politics. Politics.
I love it.
You know, everyone's got a seat at the table.
Yeah.
Everyone has a voice.
And you better be glad he see color, okay?
So what did Andre's cousin do
does
for the city council?
So Andrew Yang is actually saying, like, there's nothing we can do to really stop the unemployment, the massive unemployment that automation is going to create.
Right, that's bringing, right.
Right? And you're right. We can't retrain and we can't re-educate completely to absorb it.
Right.
But we could do something radical, like have a guaranteed basic income.
Yeah.
We could tax all these companies like Amazon and Facebook that are profiting off all this massive automation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we could actually say everybody from now on, regardless if you're Bill Gates or a homeless guy, you get $1,000 a month, period.
We have to do that at some point.
Right?
Yeah. Right? Don't you
and
think that has
way,
to be done?
Think about how much more time everyone would have to volunteer to work on cool
podcasts. As soon as those checks come out.
Part of it,
they're
like,
not trying to make the world
like
a better place.
As soon as those
amount of community service hours you have to do every month.
But the thing is, it's not mandated by law what you do with it. You can do whatever you want with it.
You can
start a company. You could...
they don't want more.
Well, you know what's going to happen. As soon as those checks drop, the dope man, the trap boys, going to be out there the 1st and the 15th, just like whatever the other check.
I was going to make that joke, too. That,
first
like,
and the 15th.
You could get addicted to crack if you really, really wanted to.
That's America I want.
I mean, sure, but if you're able, Jackie, I can't believe you're leaving, too. What is this?
She has a spot. Everybody had things to do.
I got to go kiss people's babies.
She think we got to wait around.
I'm so sorry, I got to leave. But I have an album out. It's available on all everything that you can buy an album on. So Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, though I prefer if you bought it because I need the money.
What's the name of it?
It's called Maximum Occupancy.
There we go.
Yeah. So yeah, thank you. And very nice to meet all of you guys. Hopefully I should see you. I'm here for the rest of the week. So hopefully I'll see you guys. Hope to catch
you
on this
side. Give me some love. Yes.
Get out of here now.
Thanks,
go get. Thank you, babe.
So, Congressman.
Here we go.
When you do get voted in, what's the first thing you're doing?
Ooh.
Oh.
Okay.
He talking now.
Honestly, I would like to
pop a bottle.
Support a new investigation of 9/11. I think it's time.
That's what you really on this 9/11 thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, 9/11. I wouldn't say that if this was...
you found out something about it.
Yeah, I did. I've confronted the FBI. I've confronted Dick Cheney, Rudy Giuliani. I've gotten put in handcuffs for asking Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, you hot right now. Let me tell you something.
Well, you got put in handcuffs for what?
For asking Giuliani about his foreknowledge that the buildings were coming down. He actually told Peter Jennings that he knew that he was told the buildings were coming down, and the firefighters were not told that. So when he was the GOP frontrunner back in 2008 or in Loveland, Colorado, I was with the New York Megaphone newspaper. It wasn't just a heckler, but I was with a whole bunch of activists that were together, and we prayed together, and then we just fired up, and we became these amazing hecklers that completely hijacked the media, and the Denver Post covered us heckling Giuliani and asking him some pretty good questions.
He went to my high school, by the way, Bishop Lachlan, big shout. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, Giuliani, as a former U.S. prosecutor, he committed exculpation of a crime scene by getting rid of all that debris and steel so quickly. That's really creepy that they sold it to scrappers.
Right away. Quickly.
Yeah. So, and, you know, if you look at his family background, I mean, he was, you know, he was a U.S. prosecutor, but his family background, he's got some weird family connections to mafia.
But that's why people said he went so hard when he was the DA.
Yeah. He was a U.S. attorney. Yeah, which is even
because
higher than DA, right.
Yeah, because he had that in his past and wanted to prove himself not being that. But then he went on and had fucking Carrick up in a fucking 9/11 apartment.
Bernie Carrick,
with his girlfriend
now remember,
banging off.
When the
What's
media,
that?
Remember the corporate media was asking Giuliani about was there any evidence of explosions that, you know, like Jadakiss, Bush brought down the towers, right? Mm-hmm. That controversial rapper that was like,
Jada.
Yeah, no, it's fine. That's what happens when you go on World Star Hip Hop real quick when we get here.
Immortal Technique, you use that as a sample too. Immortal Technique's longer.
Oh, yeah, with Mos Def. Yeah.
Why don't you stop aligning with him on Asian shit and we don't have to worry about you getting an iron?
You know what? It's half you. You're right. It was you wanting
it
to.
You
welcome
it. Next thing you know, he'd be doing a commercial for Tiger Shulman talking about, I don't know how I'm in this karate commercial. But now that you add this kind of heat, don't you fear for, like, are you married? Do you have kids?
What, you think of safety?
I have a kid, but he's 12, and I'm not married.
Oh, would they become bulletproof at
12? No, he's on his own.
He's out of town.
12 years old, okay. He's the government's problem.
So he's lived a good life.
He's got a mind of his own, and I'm really proud of him because he goes up to other kids at school and he says, "Do you believe in 9/11 truth?" Yes! The teacher has a little conference with me.
That's hilarious.
He has all these pamphlets. You're like, "Yeah, bitch, I gave them to him. We wrote them together."
So it's true.
But then actually, if you start looking at Christopher Columbus with a critical eye, you know, he actually comes to me and he's like, "You know, do you believe what they're teaching me about Christopher Columbus, that he was a hero?" And I was like,
"No, he wasn't no fucking hero."
He was.
Snatching all he could snatch.
I like pirates.
Fuck that. Genocide.
I'm a fan of sea rapists. I like sea rapists.
You know,
I like niggas who rape on the sea.
Columbus was a pimp.
He sold young. Look at the pimp shoes he had on. That the
young native girls to his men, and he sold them into sexual slavery in Europe.
And that's how that BD, a lot of that.
I was thinking, it's like, thank God they were like proud of what they did back then, because we get to know the truth. Because they're like, yeah, we did this shit. Yeah. Like, everything's covered up now, but thankfully back then they didn't
care. Oh, they wrote
it out.
One of Columbus's men was like, he was a diarist. He wrote this diary, and then he like rejected Columbus and became a priest because he felt so bad about the raping and killing. And Columbus's son became the biggest slaver in in the Americas.
Good for him making something of himself. Not getting lost in his father's shadow.
You are pugnacious.
Good, bravo. Yes. I mean, just as a dude.
No, he's just
good
a
for him.
He saw an opportunity.
Made something of himself.
He saw a market.
In the shadow of his father. Exactly. A great man. Good for this guy.
Exactly.
I don't care what you did. You did something right for your father. For your daddy.
Crisis and opportunity.
Raccoon Smalls over here.
I'm just saying it's hard for any man to come out of his father's shadow. No matter what you're doing. So kudos for that.
We still don't know his name, though, so he didn't come out.
I thought it was Chris Jr.
Yes.
I thought it was Chris Jr., right?
You better put him in jail.
We called him CJ. I know CJ the Slaver. He's a good dude, man. Solid dude.
And this is why I don't like to be on here too much, because all this shit is going to come back when I try to get on Essence Magazine one day.
So you want that Columbus statue to come down, too, in Columbus Circle?
Yeah, I actually want all of the Columbus stuff to be revisited and looked at critically. There could be
Should they tear down Sbarro's? Sbarro's Pizza?
Well, listen, the history of, I was raised Catholic, you know, and so I can relate to you as a Christian, you know, and somebody that wants to.
I went to Catholic school, you know, but
some people can relate to me. It's very few people that can.
But there's also some really strange stuff that happens when Catholics get together. Like the reason that we have a Columbus Day is because the Knights of Columbus, which is like this, you know, patriarchal, mostly white.
Started by the mob boss who got shot in Columbus Circle trying to give that big rally.
That's right.
By the black dude who pretended to be the cameraman.
As a rival.
Had the gun.
The Knights of Columbus happened because they were mostly a rival to the Masons, and the Masons were a rival to Catholic intrigue.
Yeah, but I'm a traveling man, so I know what you're talking about.
Good, good.
So this is not about how much Sherrod knows. Thank you.
Really, my podcast is not about me.
Nobody's calling you asking for a lifeline.
Okay, no, I'm sorry.
Can you finish out what the fuck he said?
I thought my podcast was about me. My bad.
So anyway, the Knights of Columbus got together and decided that America needed a Catholic hero, that there wasn't a special day. That's how we got
And that's how we got
day.
Chef Boyardee.
I hate him.
Chef Boyardee was born that. I'm sorry.
At one point, in the history of the Columbus, the Christopher Columbus myth-making, they were actually almost going to make him a saint in the Catholic Church. Wow. But then, you have to look at the diaries of the people that he was with and what he actually did.
And it was like, we can't do that.
Well, if they had time to write, he couldn't have been that bad.
Yeah, he was. Really
when Sherrod says bullshit, it's going, everybody is.
It wasn't historically factual. What you said was not historically factual.
Cricket.
Cricket.
He shouldn't even bring no Asian crickets over here to start slumming for me.
It is a delicacy.
Wow, Asian cricket. That's a grasshopper. That's a grasshopper. They're gonna pull this clip up on the debate. When you
But if you if you try to rehash all this stuff, we all know it's bullshit. Even Italians like this, we know what Columbus was about.
Everybody knows.
But just let us have something. What do you say to those people?
Well, actually, you could have...
We got George Washington on the money. He owns slaves.
Galileo. Galileo, who was suppressed by the Catholic Church as a free thinker, you know, for you know, advancing astronomy.
Yeah, he thought the Earth wasn't the center of the universe. What an animal.
Right, exactly.
Of course God loves us most. That's where it all kicks off, man.
Exactly.
What an idiot.
You know, yeah, everyone needs their heroes. But, yeah, we're in a time in which people are really looking critically at, you know, I grew up in Virginia... And,
my apologies. Nobody's perfect.
And Jeb Stuart High School was the local high school. This is like only a couple of miles outside, away from
whenever the first name is Jeb, you know he ain't like black people.
Right. He was a general in the Confederate Army. And so I recently said to my dad, who's still down there, I was like, when is this going to change? When is the, you know, if all these monuments are coming down, and they just, a whole bunch of monuments just came down to the Confederacy in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And rightly so. And, you know, and the mayor was behind it, and it's great. But I was like, "When's you know?" It's always annoyed me that we in these D.C. suburbs we have this high school, local high school, named after a Confederate general. And he said it just changed. They just changed it to Justice. Wow.
Good.
What's the name?
Justice.
Boo. At least say Jeb Justice. Make up a character.
Jeb.
Why take the Jeb part off? Jeb ain't hurting nobody.
You're right. Jeb is such a freaking
Jeb Justice
redneck.
That have a show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Right after Luke Cage or something.
Yeah.
Thanks, Max. So are you excited about this election? You think you're going to win this primary?
I think it's a shoo-in.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we've got it in the bag.
It's time for her to go, right?
Yeah, well.
What was her name? Filoni?
Oh, yeah. Maloney.
Maloney.
Rhymes with baloney.
Yeah, she's been running for 28 years.
Even take a shit or get off the toilet.
They just did an expose. She's a slumlord in all these places she owns in Virginia. She just evicts people all the time. Yeah, so you know she's taking dark money here.
Yeah.
She's
got a ton of real estate investments
in
North Carolina.
She's a 1%er.
She sends her kids to private school, not in New York City.
Right. She's not a New Yorker.
No, yeah.
Wait, stop making me like this lady. She gets rid of her kids. She making that bank. She ain't got to change light bulbs everywhere.
But here's the thing. The hug was not necessary. This is why he gets stronger.
People become overwhelmed with me.
He's my brother before Instagram.
Yami can't take it.
So I feel so sorry for you.
People adore me, Yami.
Nobody does. They feel sorry for you, and it's misconstrued as adoration.
So,
but with this woman being 28 million in the bank, she's not even 1%er. 1%er doesn't start at 28 million.
That's
like, you know,
it's up there though.
That's pedestrian cash.
She just doesn't relate to us. We the people.
Right.
How old is 28 million on the books?
The racial disparity and the wealth inequality in this city.
You know,
and this
come on,
state
this is reality.
This
exactly.
You don't know.
Whatever you show on the government, you know it's something else to decide.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If you're doing it right.
Exactly.
You think, it's like, you know, how waiters only put in a little bit of their tips. It's
that's
like,
right.
That's about the same amount they probably calculate.
We're all humans.
You're absolutely right.
How can you be a congresswoman for 26 years and preside over 9/11, which was clearly messed up? You know, Bush and Cheney, and blaming it on Osama bin Laden.
Let's get her.
Yeah. And Osama was just sitting on his couch. Tomorrow. What the fuck they talking about now?
Oh, that's right. Osama was just an innocent professor working down the road.
He wasn't innocent, but
you
he wasn't
know,
guilty
I know he
of that.
Wasn't. You fucking moron.
All right.
Yeah. This is your Huxtable comment.
We ain't gonna
try
to make a hero
well.
Out of this motherfucker. Not on my watch.
Do you think I thought he was sitting on a couch?
Do you think he was innocent? Or you think he had nothing to do with it or what?
Well, Osama bin Laden used to work for the CIA.
Mm-hmm. So we all did, man. In hardly,
but then
I did two summers over there.
Talking about drug money,
but
that was a
he
huge...
used to work at the CIA at the Starbucks inside the CIA?
No.
I feel like there's a lot of people that go, I work
he did
for the Pentagon,
he was
but
our point man.
He
was our...
He got money. He got guns for the guns.
He was our point man for guns and weapons and capital flowing into the Mujahideen, which became Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan.
Oh, he was like Suge Knight.
Okay. He was like the man. He was with the MAK and Pakistani intelligence.
He was the liaison. He was the go-between. He was working for the government. Yeah, he was working for the government.
He had an all-American code name. Tim Osman was his code name, we think, actually.
Oh, Timmy.
Yeah.
Tim. The man from Oz.
That's right.
Tim.
He was Marie and Donnie's little brother.
No, it was hack. Everybody was getting ready to say it. We just wouldn't let women shut the fuck up so we could say it. Oh, please. That was the first thing that came to my damn head.
I'm a little
gonna come to your mouth for a joke. Come in your head, nobody can get it.
Motherfucker,
gotta come to your mouth to be a joke for anybody.
I was too busy singing "Oh Timmy Boy."
Well, that's your loss.
Shut up.
I knew the names that I went for. You gotta know more Mormons. You don't know your Mormon music, and that's your problem.